NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and time for another water break with Lemons Water Care and the Gibraltar head football coach, Mike Peck. And coach, you had a week off for spring break with the team after the tough loss to NEW Lutheran. What were maybe some of the things that you and the team were still able to work on during that spring break?
Spring break, we gave the kids off. We had two voluntary practices, and we came in and we just worked on, some of the little things like getting the snap of the ball correctly, making sure we didn't fumble the ball. Some of the little things that we probably just didn't have enough time to focus on in our preseason that hopefully will help us become a little bit more successful this week against Oakfield.
When you had the chance to kind of digest that film against NEW Lutheran, what were maybe some of the things that really stuck out to you?
Actually, not surprisingly, as we talked about before the game, I said the keys of the game were going to be turnovers and tackling, and unfortunately both those things didn't go our way. We turned the ball over twice, I think, in the first quarter. That kind of put us in a big hole. And then tackling-wise, it's almost like our kids didn't wake up till the middle of the second quarter, and by that point we're in too big a hole to overcome.
And, just the way practices are and things like that, has that been maybe a little bit of a difficult thing to kind of work on some of the more contact things because you're worried about contact tracing when it comes to like COVID-19 protocols and stuff like that?
We did. Well, in our preseason with the way that it worked out, how we were trying to do some days before school and some days after school, we just didn't get outside as much as we wanted with the early weather. I think we're going to see a huge improvement this week. We've actually had all 5 days this week outside, so that'll give us a chance. We got outside, we got our spacing down, we got to get some actual hitting in, so we're hopefully ready when Saturday shows up that we're not shocked for the first quarter of what it's like to get hit. So I think you're going to see a lot of a different attitude from the Gibraltar Vikings on Saturday afternoon.
And with the week off, that means you had a chance to watch probably one of the longest games I've ever called between Oakfield and Sturgeon Bay last week. And what was maybe some of the things that stuck out to you? And we can kind of compare notes because I kind of walked away from Capital Credit Union Park last week really impressed with just how well the wide receivers blocked whenever Grant Bass decided that he wanted to tuck the ball and run.
Yeah, I think, Grant Bass is going to be the key to the game. When you look at what they do, he's a very good runner, and he obviously is okay at throwing the ball down the field. So we're going to have to be disciplined because there's no guarantee that when he rolls out that it's definitely going to be a run. So that makes it hard on our defense. They have to stay disciplined and read their keys. They definitely are disciplined. I think that's the biggest thing, like I told our kids. They're coached well. You can see from the way that they come off each play, they know where they're going when the ball snapped, and we have to do things on defense to try and hopefully we can confuse them, not necessarily do crazy things, but just move ourselves around enough that they're not sure which linebacker to go to.
You had a chance to look at the film there. What kind of things can you do to kind of get off those blocks, to kind of work with your corners? Because they're going to have people on their face pretty much on every play, it seems like.
Yeah, I think, as I said, they're disciplined. They know where they're going. Our keys, our corners going to have to read whether they're coming off the ball to go for a pass or whether they're coming in for a run. It's just simply having to watch some of the keys, seeing which way he takes off down the line that will give us an advantage, hopefully, on Saturday so we can be one step quicker than them.
And does it help your defense, the fact knowing that, when you run your top offense with Luke Steves, that he's also another guy that likes to roll out, throw the ball, but can also easily tuck the ball and run as well?
Yeah, it helps us, but unfortunately with our numbers, we don't have a lot of our top defenders out there when our offense is practicing because most of those kids are all playing on defense and offense. So it's hard to kind of mirror ourselves and see that with our numbers this year. But it's easier when we're watching film to say, okay, this is something that we're familiar with because you see a daily basis with Luke.
And when you take a step back, it would have been a couple of years ago that you made a similar trip on a cold Friday night to Oakfield. That one obviously didn't go your way. I believe you would have been on that coaching staff. Have you kind of reflected on that game at all? And what can you take away from that game plan to put it towards Saturdays?
The biggest thing we took away from that plan is, like I talked about earlier, they're coached well. We know they're going to be ready to play at the first whistle. We were at that. Coach Slayer and myself were both at that game. So we have experience traveling down there. I mean, we're playing in Kewaskum instead of Oakfield this weekend. However, that will we know they're going to be ready to play, and that's like our biggest thing. We've been kind of talking to our kids about we got to be ready at the first whistle, not at halfway through the second quarter. Otherwise, we might have another result like we had 2 weeks ago.
So that brings up a good point. You're not going to play at Oakfield, so you don't necessarily have to worry about playing on a baseball field this time.
That is correct. We're going to be in a nice field, well manicured, and our kids won't have to worry about running through dirt and losing their footing.
Well, very good. And then, you know, one of the nice things, I know we talked about it a little bit after the game 2 weeks ago now, was how you were able to kind of bounce between Sam and Luke at the quarterback position and still have some success. And how important is that to kind of give defenses two different looks?
I think that's going to be what makes us stand out this whole season. You never know with Sam and Luke both being in the backfield, just who's going to handle the ball. So it always gives us an advantage where the defense has to account for both those guys on every play.
And then finally, we'll fill in the blank. Gibraltar wins this game if?
We win this game if we are disciplined on defense and let our keys take us to the ball.
All right. We've been joined once again by head coach Mike Peck, who will be leading the Gibraltar Vikings against Oakfield this weekend. Thanks a lot, coach, and go get them.
Thanks, Tim. Talk to you after the game.
Your home for Gibraltar sports is the new Radio Sports Network.